I wanted to reach out to those commuters who use these highways from North Bay, Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie, Timmins and all the small communities along those routes. I read your news every day, and it is really disturbing to hear that a fatality or road closure has occurred with another transport. The NDP has requested that the Ford government needs to take action on the matter regarding accidents, driving behavior and especially the training that is required in order to make these new drivers understand safety. My family and I have been traveling to your city for the past 47 years, and believe me, I am more paranoid in driving from point A to point B, thinking, is the highway closed due to a transport in the ditch or a fatality has just occurred? I have seen all kinds of crazy acts by some transport drivers such as driving over the yellow line, hitting the shoulder, passing on a hill or transports driving so close to each other that the identity signs on the rear doors can almost be touched. As a safety professional, there needs to be more action taken on how the training is endured, who is authorizing the training and sign-off, and what experience does the newly trained transport driver have, especially on our northern roads and dealing with the weather. I would also like to mention, that over the years of my traveling to your city, Thunder Bay, I cannot feel my fingers on my hand, where the MTO scale inspection stations were in full operation. Also, these stations are not open into the early hours past midnight, so the transport drivers pass by them with no complications. With this note, I hope that other people traveling these major highways realize the possible dangers not caused by themselves but by those 40-ton missiles. A whole family could be lost within a matter of seconds, all because a trucking company wants to make a profit and deliver the goods. Finally, it saddens my heart when a transport is clocked over the speed limit through a residential area, and when a transport plows through someone's home. Gary Cater, Timmins.